He's one of Perth's most awarded fashion designers. His work shown on runways in New York, London and Milan. Celebrities like Danny Minogue and Delta Goodrum have been seen sporting his dresses, and some socialites get their entire event wardrobe exclusively through him. But Perth's couture fashion label Alchemy might never have existed if Alvin Fernandez had gone to university.
Well, I did chemistry and human bio and all those sort of TE subjects because ultimately I was supposed to do marine biology in uni. So that didn't happen because I sort of missed out by a couple of points. In the meantime, my high school art teacher encouraged me to put in my portfolio for WA School of Art and Design.
He was accepted in the top 10% of applications and very quickly became known to the lecturers as someone who wanted to do things his own way.
You get your students that like to do art because it's a fun thing to do, and then you get your students who communicate or express themselves through their art. With Alvin, it was very much visual expression was his thing.
Vanessa Cullen was Alvin's art teacher and believes art was always his calling. When the final exam marks began to look unfavourable, she saw an opportunity for him to further explore his creative side.
I suppose I really wanted to influence him to see beyond art as just a high school thing. The school he was in and his cultural background, he could bring something very unique to the fashion industry, I believed.
But while getting into the course had gone smoothly, telling his family what he was doing was another matter.
So I did that without my parents' knowledge for the first 6 months. And, you know, obviously being from an Asian background, they sort of go, if you don't get into uni, you're going to business school, you're going to be an accountant.
So how did your family react when they found out you'd gone into fashion?
I think they were a bit surprised. You know, they would automatically think that because it's not business or something, they see art, music, whatever, as a hobby, something that you don't make money or make a living out of.
But Alvin put any doubts to rest. After graduating top of his course, he worked with the late Ruth Tarvidas, one of Perth's most respected and iconic fashion designers. He created his own brand, and after visiting boutique after boutique, he was referred to a fashion agent in the Perth city.
He's like walking up and down in like 35 degree heat with like two big sort of garment bags of just your range, basically everything that you've been working on for the last 6 months. And she looked at the range, she goes, yeah, cool, let me hold on to your range for a couple of weeks and we'll get back to you.
A few weeks later, and his agent called him back with an offer to take the range on a sales trip around the country.
I was happy just to have one new store in each city, and she came back with 25 stock lists in my first trip. And at that time, I was obviously still living at mum's, so dad's pool room was my studio. He put a new table over his pool table, and that was my cutting table. I was working at the back of my parents' place.
20 years later, and celebrities around the world wear Alvin's designs. Some of Perth's fashion personalities have outfits for their entire social calendar painstakingly crafted by him, requiring a lot of trust in the designer, according to real estate executive and fashion influencer Emma Milner.
I love what he does. No one else does it like him. And he knows exactly what I want. He knows what looks good on me. And yeah, I know I can trust him.
Longtime friend and marketing agent Samantha Wiley says one of the best parts of Alvin's work is his desire to include everyone.
I think from anyone, whether you've got money or whether you don't, like, he makes everyone feel comfortable, and he definitely is that go-to person in Perth that everyone does go to.
Along with a number of awards, Alvin was also the first Australian designer to be inducted into the Asian Couture Federation. And while some may think he's living the high life of fashion, he sees his work in another light.
It's kind of cool to sort of get those sort of accolades, and I don't see it as friends and family tend to get a little bit more excited than I do. I pretty much go, that's amazing, that's great, thank you, let's just get on with the work.
This year, Alvin and his team are celebrating Alchemy's 20th anniversary. And almost 30 years later, Alvin still believes his mother's decision to move to Australia gave him a chance to do something he was passionate about.
Being Australian to me means having the creative freedom to do what you want and sort of to chase your dreams.
Kyle Brown, SBS News.